time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Hello and welcome to the Tax and You radio show on your favorite radio station. This program is an informative platform aimed at educating you on your fiscal responsibilities as a taxpayer. The Tax and You radio program is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Don't forget, it all begins with your tax. I'm your host, UK Oga. Today on the Tax and You radio show, our conversation is on enforcement and controlling of illegal collections and leakages of government revenues. Okay, so let me take it down slowly. Enforcement and controlling of illegal collections and leakages of government revenues. Our guest today, no strangers to the Tax and You radio show, we have the SA to the Governor on Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga. Good morning, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga. Welcome to the Tax and You radio show.
Thank you, Yukaria.
Thank you for being here. We also have Mr. Etoti Kano, is a tax consultant. Good morning, Mr. Etoti Kano. Welcome to the show.
Thank you and welcome to.
Okay, I'm glad we have you here so we can actually make a very good meal of this topic. Enforcement and controlling of illegal collections. That's what we're discussing first. And leakages of government revenues. Now let's look at, when I hear the term illegal collections, what exactly... It brings the question, what does this mean? What are we talking about? Illegal collections. Mr. Manuel Chris Oga.
Illegal collections are revenues that are not backed by any collection authority. Mm. In other words, there is no legislation backing them. There is nothing like, say, an administrative fiat, like the creation of a ministry that says this is what this is. Or there is no executive action, for instance, an approval by the governor to say collect this. An executive order can be seen in itself as an authority. Then even after these three things have been met, for a revenue to be legal, there must be a regulation where it is stated the rate at which they are to be collected, the modalities for collection, who to collect from, and which accounts these monies should be paid into.
I think okay. To add that, for a revenue to be legal, it must be in the budget. If it is not in the budget, it's illegal.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Tosi, for adding that, because I want you to attempt to the question. Now you've told us what an illegal collection is, and we don't know the difference between... So all the things that satisfy what you've listed are legal. The ones that don't are illegal.
Yes.
Thank you. Now to the issue of leakages. It brings the picture, brings to mind the picture of a bucket that maybe has holes in it. So when we talk about money and government revenue, what do you mean by leakages? Mr. Etoti Kano, we'll begin with you.
We are losing our revenue by through leakages. But when a tax officer or revenue collector goes into the field and then perhaps get the money through illegal means. Again, we will talk of leakages when what is supposed to come to government does not come to government. You are supposed to pay a certain amount of tax, you do not pay. Maybe you've gotten demand notice to pay 10,000 naira and you did not pay the 10,000 naira. Maybe you paid 5,000 naira. The balance of the 5,000 naira will become leakage in this instance. So leakages will be any amount of money that is supposed to come to government that does not reach the government accounts. Yes. Any amount that is supposed to get to the government account that did not hit the government accounts. In Cross River State, the MSA account or through pay directs.
Okay, well, does this also include when people who avoid paying their taxes?
Yes, it's all avoidance, part of avoidance and evasion.
Evasion and avoidance part of leakages.
Yes, yeah.
So let me ask you a practical question. Say someone who has rental property, not paying rental income tax on that. Is that also part of leakage?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone knows that if you've been avoiding or evading your tax payments, you're contributing
anything to... Anything that reduces what you are supposed to, what the government is supposed to get from taxation is leakage.
Okay. Can this really now be controlled or enforced in any way? Because the term here, looking at it, says, you know, enforcement and controlling of illegal collections and leakages of government revenue. Can it be enforced or controlled, these leakages that we speak of? Is
yes,
it possible?
Yes, it can be controlled. I think one of the ways to control this is automation of system and building of database.
I guess what I'm asking, let me paraphrase, is can we have a 100% efficient system where all the monies that are supposed to come to government will come?
I think that will become elimination, not control.
Okay.
When you use 100%, it will be elimination, not control. Control will mean that you have up to 80%, 90%, 99.9%.
Okay.
But if you say 100%,
no 100%
it will be elimination.
In any machine.
No.
Certainly not in collection of. No. Okay. All right. Let's now begin to break it down and go into, you know, the kinds of different ways that this activity or these actions take place and how all of us, government, the taxpayers themselves, the general public, can play a part in reducing, controlling or enforcing this. There have been complaints of illegal collections and leakages in government revenues. What modalities, right, aside from the automation you mentioned, what modalities should be put in place to control these leakages? Mr. Manuel Christopher. Yes,
okay,
please.
My colleague just mentioned automation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Usually in automation, we look at several aspects to it. So you look at something like central billing is an aspect of automation.
Okay.
Payment directly to government accounts or the ministerial revenue account, that's an aspect of automation. And there are several others, but there is also in this same process, little things like even whistleblowing also helps in controlling leakages. I mean, somebody knows this is happening and somebody tells this is happening. There is something like, do we have executive support, for instance, from the highest authority? Possibly the governor. There is so much impunity in revenue generation. Cases where heads of MDAs just farm out revenue heads to people, and those monies never come to government. So, we are waiting for a situation in which some political actor will be made an example, like criminalizing such an activity will help. So,
these are the last ones. I'd like us to go into some of these issues just very briefly now. You talked about having as part of automation, the very first thing you mentioned was to have
central billing system.
How could this work, given a climb as ours? How could this work?
I think the Internal Revenue Service is actually on it. They have developed up to the point that they have central billing system for most of their collections, though not all. How that works is that if you pick a demand notice from Internal Revenue Service, one, it is unique, has unique identity, unique number, and unique features, so that any demand notice or anything requiring you to pay money that is not of that standard is fake. Again, to curb this illegal collection and illegal shortages of revenue, they have developed the payment through use of a revenue code, not account bank account number again. They are not using account numbers again. What they use is revenue code. Because by account number, people go and open accounts and tell you pay this money to this so-and-so account. But when you're using the revenue code, once the revenue code hits the bank, it goes to the MSC accounts. You don't pay it into somebody's account.
The MSC account.
MSA, Ministerial Single
Account
of the state. That's where it goes to. So they have blocked. Bank accounts. The Internal Revenue don't use bank accounts again. They use revenue codes in their payments. every revenue has a code in the state, and that is what they pay through it.
So of course, what this means is that no one should come to your door knocking, asking for cash.
No, cash handling, cash is. I don't even have any revenue that we can talk about cash collection now. All the revenues are. They have their heads and they have their suppers with their coats.
Thank you for that explanation, Mr. Ethotic. And let's go on a short break now. This is the Tax and You Radio Show on your favorite radio station. When we come back, we'll continue with the conversation we're having this morning on enforcement and controlling of illegal collections and leakages of government revenues. Our guest, Mr. Manuel Chris Oga, SA to the Governor on Internal Revenue Service, and Mr. Ethotic Kanu, a tax consultant. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This our cross river state, a beautiful land, oh. But this our state, if it better more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands, yo. That's one day your hands, yeah. Brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know we last, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything good. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we know we last, make we pay our tax, make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Tax and You Radio Show on your favorite radio station. My name is Uke Oga. This program is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Our guests today are Mr. Manuel Chris Oga and Mr. Ethotic Kanu. The topic is enforcement and controlling of illegal collections and leakages of government revenues. We've done quite the introduction, listed what some of these illegal collections are, leakages are, and how we can actually begin to work at controlling them. Right now, let's go forward with this issue of illegal collections. Mr. Manuel, I'd like to begin with you. There's some complaints of illegal collections and leakages of government revenue. Some people still collect cash. I mentioned that just before we went on a break. Especially, government consultants. Does the Cross River State Government have a standard cashless policy in place to check this practice, so someone will come to you and say, "Oh, I am the let me use your office just as an example. I am pardon me in advance. I am the SA to the Governor on Internal Revenue. Give me this amount cash." Or has the government set in place to check all of that?
Now, question is yes, cash is still being collected. There are some revenues that deem themselves that way. Usually these are tolling, for instance at the checkpoints or revenue control points. This covers things like agric revenues, maybe livestock as well as produce. They also cover little other revenues like road infrastructure, maintenance levy that are collected from trucks that carry different products in and out of the state. Now, for those ones, what normally the state has done is to give those people targets. So if they're able to get those targets, raise those amounts for the government, we assume there are no leakages because we had already given them a target. Somebody was supposed to mobilize ₦1 million in a month from a particular revenue, and by the end of the month he gave government ₦1 million. Yeah, it's very faulty because this person, we don't probably even know the size of the wallet. He may have gotten ₦5 million.
Exactly.
But the government usually makes an educated estimate of what we expect from a particular sector or a particular revenue subhead. Then we see how can we make it worthwhile for this consultant to bring this and still have something for himself or herself. So that's what we basically do.
I mean, you've said it yourself that it can be faulty, but what happens if maybe the person doesn't have up to that? Maybe something happens. Like, we know we had a period of lockdown and people are not really moving as much. And let's say you're to bring ₦1,000 or a million, example of a millionaire, Mr. Manuel Crystal guy, to bring a millionaire from this revenue head as his office, sorry, his consulting office. And that doesn't happen. Is that not...
Now, we don't just throw the consultants to the wild,
okay,
and say, go and bring this money. They report to units. Either if they are IRS's revenues, there will be a department in Internal Revenue Service
that works with
them,
okay,
and monitors them,
okay,
on daily basis. If there is a ministerial revenue, there will be a team in that MDA that they will be working with. So if there are going to be issues, these are escalated right in advance, and then they are looked at, are they reasonable for us to say, for this reason, let's allow this shortfall, and then we put it on records that this is what happened for this period. But even when that happens, we tell the consultant, for the abundance period, you should make up for that loss, because for some revenues, they are seasonal. So we know that at certain periods in the year, these revenues will go up. So we see how we monitor the targets around that time, such that overall government target is still met by the end of the year. We try to make it annually or quarterly, but did you meet this quarterly revenue target? Then we are satisfied.
Okay, well, thank you. Mr. Thotty, you want to add something?
Yeah, as you said, those revenues are classified as flying revenues, and people go collect it by hand, because when you go to collect toll, 50 naira, 200 naira, 200 naira, you know, it would be very cumbersome work to go into producing demand notices and all that to automate them.
We should have told our people listening from the very beginning that we're talking about the entirety of revenue. That's talking about taxes, levies, fines, fees, and charges.
Okay.
My apologies for not saying that at the beginning of the show.
We are talking about everything
revenue
that constitutes government revenue.
Okay.
And let me put it well. Those aspects of revenue that are told that you find along the road, although they constitute much sometime, but like he mentioned, most of them are seasonal. They come and go. And I think the Internal Revenue Service is working on modality on how to bring them to the automation table. They are doing something about it. There's what they call enterprise bodo, where they want to fix them, so that whatever you are doing outside there, the chairman of IRS can see you. But for all other ones, the ones that are like the direct tax, PE, and all that we find in the ministerial revenues, like maybe school fee and the rest of them in the education and health,
they
are all automated.
Okay.
If you pick a bill from any of those places, if it is not genuine, it is not genuine, because it's the bill that will translate to receipt. Without the bill, there will be no receipt for you.
I mean, thank you so much for chipping it in there. It's important for people to know that there's cashless policy in payment of a revenue at that level in Cross River States.
Yes.
Apart from all those little ones, 50 charges and tolls, right? Revenue has been largely automated, and people can now, you call it an order?
Demand notice.
Demand notice. You pick up
a bill.
Which you take that bill to.
You take the bill to the bank.
And
you pay using the revenue code of that particular
revenue code.
And then you come back. You go back to the Internal Revenue Service office and get
automated. So it actually takes out the leakages from that system. Now let's talk about the local government. I mean, I'm emphasizing this because we had to explain that the revenue we're talking about was levies, fees, fines, charges, and taxes as well. Many of these levies, fees, fines, and charges seem to operate at that level. It seems, you correct me if I'm wrong, but people complain and they say, they bring local government this for my car. Some people say, like, transportation, they'll tell you they bring 3, 4, 5 of the same thing, and markets, you know, that kind of level that's controlled by the local government, or at least to a large extent. What role does the local government area have to play in helping control illegal collections? Okay. Mr. Manuel Crisoga,
I work there
now. The local government, you know, is another tier of government entirely. They are supposed to have their bylaws and so on revenue. But what actually defines the authority for them to collect any revenue at all is the approved list for collection as amended. Now, for local government to be responsible in these revenues, we expect that, first of all, they should understand the rationale for the approved list for collection and then adhere strictly by it. But for most local governments, this has not been the practice. So we expect them to do this, but they are not doing it.
Okay.
Now, example will be like the revenue we've been harping about, road taxes. The law says, for instance, the revenues, the kind of vehicles that local governments can collect tolls from are manually propelled vehicles. That means trucks, wheelbarrows, canoes in the river, and so on. And that mechanically propelled vehicles they fall under the auspices of the state government. That's only the state government can collect. But in practice, local governments are on the road. Even the biggest truck on the road, a trailer with 18 tires, a 60-ton truck, they want to collect from.
We really need to go into this, Mr. Manuel Christopher. We need to go into this and look at the nuances within that sector. But we've got to rest the conversation here for today. I'd like to ask that we continue this conversation. One, look at this issue of what the local governments can do to enforce and to control this, leakages and especially illegal collections. That's one. We'll also look at what the taxpayers themselves can do. We'll also look at channels of reporting. We'll look at all of this. I would like to have both of you again in the studio to talk about this. Do I have your word, Mr. Aitoti, that you'll be here? Let's have this conversation.
Yes, I'll be here.
Mr. Manuel Christopher, you'll be here.
Sure.
Well, time now for us to wrap up this discussion part of the Tax and You radio show. I'd like to say thank you to our guests, Mr. Manuel Christopher, SAT Governor on Internal Revenue Service. Thank you for being here today. And Mr. Aitoti Kanu, a tax consultant. Thank you for being here today. Don't go anywhere. My name is UK. Coming up right now is Dear Taxpayer.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You radio show with UK Oga.
I remember when my area been day like World War One. The other day, I had a chill for my house when I can hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise can they increase, now here I press here for window. I can they hear say na arm robber day my neighbor house. Ewo, I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the arm robber them. Area come calm and they cool. Since that time till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed just because say I pay my tax and my tax they work for me. Government on a well done, and no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Tax and You radio show today. This program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Until we come your way again next week, please remember, always, it begins with your tax. Bye-bye.
Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.